time once again. It's that time you all been clamoring and waiting for. It's that time to show who really has been at the head. Cole Sports proudly presents to you the Dolt of the Month.
Welcome to Cole Sports. You have entered the zone called sports on another level. And now, here's your host, Cole Johnson.
Cole Sports! I am that man, your man, the illustrious tour guide, Cole Johnson. And on this episode, we're going to deal with playground bullying at adult ages. Fans who went too far and got put to sleep. Organizations that simply cannot run well. We will put a subject under further review and we'll award this week's Dolt of the Week. But for right now, let's get to the headlines. Dateline, Pittsburgh. So last week, two drunk fans got slid on in an altercation that involved one NFL cornerback, Darrell Revis. And what do I mean by slid on? I mean a man balled up his fist, connected to a man's face, and put them straight to sleep on the concrete. That's what I mean by slid on. Now, unfortunately, Revis was charged with terrorist charges. Terrorist action charges. Interesting. He claims that the voice that you hear in the TMZ video that was released last week wasn't his. And he says he will prove that. However, if two guys are going to be obnoxious to you and you're trying to defend yourself, there's nothing terroristic about that at all. That's just straight self-defense. Dateline, Oxford. No, not Oxford in London, England. No, I'm talking about Oxford, Mississippi. Yes, the hotbed for SEC action. Well, okay, not hotbed, but recent hotbed for NCAA football action is now coming under fire. And why is that? Well, the football head coach, Hugh Freeze, is about to be put on the deep freeze because they did the one no-no that you cannot do when it comes to the NCAA rules. Now, we all know there's 10 commandments to the Bible, but when it comes to the NCAA, there is one more commandment that you have to follow. If thou shalt do dirt, thou shalt not get caught for doing it. Because if you do, the NCAA will rain down upon your program and chop you off at the knees. Example, Ole Miss will not have a bowl game in 2017 because of the allegations, one of them being an Ole Miss assistant facilitating boosters to pay between $13,000 and $15,000 to a would-be recruit. Not a recruit that actually signed on the dotted line to go to Ole Miss, a would-be recruit. Tough times are ahead. Well, Ole Miss, it was nice seeing you. It was great seeing that you were a power for, a cup of coffee. Well, looks like you're about to go back down to the SEC doldrums very fast, very soon.
See ya.
Dateline, Oakland and Atlanta. From the ridiculous to the even more ridiculous. Two grown men having a who schlong is bigger battle on Twitter. One being Shaquille O'Neal, the analyst for Inside the NBA. The other being the well-traveled but now current Golden State Warriors center, JaVale McGee. Now, of course, everyone knows the story of these two. In the Inside the NBA's segment called Shaqed and a Fool, Shaq has used JaVale McGee as the constant punching bag of sorts with all of his bloopers that he has put forth on tape. Well, JaVale had enough. So in a tweet, he went at Shaq and said, quote, at Shaq, get my out of your mouth. Hashtag, that is all. Close quote. Now you knew that wasn't going to be it. Shaq had to respond, and respond he did. This is what he tweeted in return. Quote, at JaVale McGee 34, don't be acting like you a G. I'll smack the out your bum. You the one that be looking stupid with your dumb. Close quote. Now, to not be left out of the fun, the stupid fun that is, small forward extraordinaire Kevin Durant had to weigh in on this and defend his boy JaVale. So he had this to say about Shaq. Quote, Shaq wants to make a joke about it, but if that was him in that position, he wouldn't feel the same way. He'll call him a bum and all this. He was such a great player, obviously, but still, everybody can't be Shaq. He's trying to make his money and enjoy the game of basketball, and the perception is now that he's a dumb player because he makes mistakes. Shaq was a free throw shooter, and he missed dunks, and he airballed free throws. He couldn't shoot outside the point. He didn't have all those skills. He was bigger and stronger than everybody, and he still was a great player, but you had your flaws too as a player, and you played on 5 or 6 teams too. So it's not like you're just this person center. You had your flaws too. So like I said, I didn't go on Twitter and threaten civilians like that, so I'm glad that you're getting challenged. Close quote. What I have to say about this? All three of you get in your corners and stop acting as though you are in junior high school. Look, Kev, I get the fact that you're defending your player, but step out of that. JaVale, look, you've heard the saying, the pen is mightier than the sword. The mic is equal to the pen. So no matter what you say, he always will have the last word because unfortunately Shaq gets paid for popping off takes and having his Twitter thumbs go crazy. So don't pay him any mind. You do you and don't bother with that because that's beneath you anyway, or at least it should be. And big fella, yeah, Shaq, I'm talking to you, man. Look, you're about to be 45 years old. For you to pick on someone like a bully, you know full well, man, you shouldn't do that. Put the pause on that, bro. Just put the pause on that. It isn't fun. It's getting old. Now we're starting to actually wince every time we see you mention JaVale McGee in anything. Please, for all of the NBA, just put that on pause. Let's go to your colleague, shall we? Dateline Atlanta again. So if that wasn't enough drama from inside the NBA, Charles Barkley, when breaking down the debacle that was the Knicks being thrashed in Cleveland, he had this to say on air. Quote, I was talking to Spike Lee All-Star Weekend. He's dying to get kicked out of the Garden. He don't want to watch this. Close quote. Now, of course, Barkley was distraught and was feeling all sorts of ways when he let that bomb slip out of his mouth. And of course, the FCC is going to fine TNT for that. Shaq was being magnanimous and said, look, hey, roll that fine to me. I'll pay it. I just have to laugh at that because I think it's just funny that you simply couldn't keep your mouth shut in uttering a profanity. Yeah, boy. But at least you weren't like my boy here. Dateline St. Petersburg. Number 3 in your hearts for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and number 1 in your heart as QBs go, Jameis Winston visited a grammar school and he was doing a wonderful job pumping up the students of 7 and 8 year olds, making them understand that they can do anything they can put their minds to. Now, that's a positive message, right? Of course, you'd want your 7 or 8 year old to listen to that message, but there's a little bit extra that was sprinkled upon this message. Before he got to that part, he said to the throng in the classroom, quote, all my boys stand up. The ladies sit down. But all my men, we strong, right? We strong. I can do anything I put my mind to, right? See, but the ladies, they're supposed to be silent, polite, gentle. But my men now, they're supposed to be strong, okay? Close quote. Now, why is that bothersome? It is bothersome for this reason. Now, we're dealing with a man who was alleged to be sexually indiscreet, sexually disrespectful toward a young lady, and Florida State publicly paid this woman $950,000 to keep her mouth shut and not pursue the case further. So it could stand to reason for any woman that would listen to Jameis actually say something like that to think, whoa, so you actually think that we're submissive and we're supposed to be submissive, that we're just a piece of meat, that you're supposed to be domineering and we're supposed to be recessive? That just ain't right. And you're going to get more of that, Jameis. When I come back, we're going to award the adult of the week and we're going to put a subject that really, really hurts my heart upon for the review. Be right back. We'll be right back. ladies and gentlemen, it is that time once again. You know what time it is. Join with me when I say it, ladies and gentlemen. We are now about to award this episode's Dolt of the Week. Dolt of the Week, sponsored by nobody, but that soon is about to change. And now, the winner of this episode's Dolt of the Week is... the Sacramento Kings Vice President of Basketball Operations, Vlade Divac. Now, Divac... I just have to laugh at all of the comedy of errors that has existed in the fact that you let Mr. DeMarcus Cousins go for Buddy Hield, two players, one you've already had on your team, and the first and second round draft picks for this year's draft. I wince at that, but what makes me go over the top, absolutely crazy over what you did this week, it really wasn't the fact that you let go of Cousins. It was the fact that you were willing to volunteer this information. So, he's standing in a throng of reporters Monday, and the GM / Vice President of Basketball Operations had this to say to the throng, quote, "I had a better deal 2 days ago," close quote. Now, he went on to volunteer even more information that makes you scratch and shake your head, because he said, quote, "The owner, Vivek Radhanive, didn't have any idea of the trade. I just told him what I was going to do," close quote. Is that right, Divac? Well, why is it that your ex-player, your ex-center, Mr. DeMarcus Cousins, had this to say about the whole situation when he was asked, quote, "It was a coward move, so I'm pretty sure I will get a coward response. For what? I've seen this happen before. I've been through all the same types of stuff. I was there with Coach Mike Malone's firing. I've seen how they operate. I know what kind of answer I would get anyway. So what's the point?" The sick part about it is that Vlade came to my house with my agent. We sat in my theater and just talked. That was maybe 3 weeks ago. We sat there and he told me what moves he wanted to make. All that. I just didn't understand. I got a text from the owner right before we went to All-Star. He was asking me about a player, how I felt about him and making a move. The owner. When it happened, I was just in shock. I didn't understand. Close quote. Well, Boogie, you are not the only person who didn't understand, because even to this moment, we still don't. Now, we can laugh at the whole Kings organization, but when he said that the owner didn't have any idea, although Boogie said otherwise, that made me put all this whole situation on pause. So I said, well, I can't award the whole Kings of this. I have to award it to the man who actually said I had a better deal and passed on it. I thought your job was to put the right personnel into the game, into your lineup, onto your team to actually maximize your chance of winning ball games. How is it that you can actually form in your head, much less in your mouth, that you actually had a better deal sitting on your table and you passed it up? Please, Divac, explain that to me. You are a former player. You know how it rolls. You actually were a former player on the Lakers back when they actually had a really good front office organization. You know how organizations are supposed to be run because you saw them. So now that you're sitting in the catbird seat, you actually can form in your mouth that you could pass up deals that you can admit were better than the one that you took with the Pelicans? And then the high hopes that you have for Buddy Hield, not saying that there's anything wrong with Buddy Hield, but putting the gloss of he has the potential to be as good, if not better, than Stephon Curry? Who's your scout? And if you're the scout, Divac, you should fire yourself in that position. Come on, man. Now, you wonder why your team is circling the drain? It's because of this type of young and restless drama that's existing right now. That's why your team is horrible and you are making moves that are not improving the team. Let's run down the laundry list of guys you've had on your squad, shall we? You had Hassan Whiteside. You had Isaiah Thomas. You had DeMarcus Cousins. Now, It's too early for Cousins, but Hassan Whiteside, he's done pretty well in Miami. Isaiah Thomas, he's an MVP candidate right now this year. So do you all know what talent really looks like in Sacramento? Because if not, if I were your fan base that you have convinced that your team has turned a corner because you built this new arena, I would make those new seats in that new stadium cold and empty, because you all don't know what you're doing. And you're leading the flock. You're leading the throng, Divac. Step aside and allow someone else who actually knows what they're doing to really make the right moves for the Sacramento Kings. When I come back, we're going to put this subject that I really don't want to do it, but I have to do it, upon further review.
Alright, my Colts Sports VIPs, why your GOAT ain't mine, the five greatest quarterbacks in NFL history, is yours today, right now, for free. All you have to do is go into ColtSports.com and get your copy. Let me say that again. Alright, my Colts Sports VIPs, why your GOAT ain't mine, the five greatest quarterbacks in NFL history, is yours today for free. All you have to do is go into ColtSports.com and get your copy. So what are you waiting on? Go get it!
Do you want t-shirts? I know everyone wants t-shirts. Do you want jerseys? I know there's a few of you that do. Do you want varsity jackets? Yes, I even have that, along with hats and Scullies. And you know what? I'll even throw in a travel bag. Colts Sports has a store. That's right. The podcast that's taken the world by storm actually has merchandise. Come on in, browse, get something of quality, and leave satisfied as you get to pump the brand that is taking over the podcast game. The Colts Sports Shopping Center is at ColtSports.com and it is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Come on down to the Colts Sports store right now. Coming up on the next episode of Colts Sports, we're going to dive into the waters of the NFL Combine. Yeah, that's right. The Combine time is here once again. We're going to also see who really is the NBA MVP. And don't forget, tune in. We got the special episode of Dolt of the Month for February 2017. And also tune in Tuesday. That's right. My man, Kristen Simpson. That's right. He's the next guy you will hear me interview on Colts Sports Conversations. Tune into it. And I got a lot more where that's coming from. But see, those are episodes to come. This episode right here, though, I've been hearing about this for at least a full year, but now it's time to put this subject, this man, and this action upon further review. Almost every time I was there for a couple of years, something occurred. Close quote. Those comments came from a young woman who testified in the Michigan sex abuse charges that have been levied upon one Dr. Larry Nassar. Now, who is this 53-year-old doctor, you may ask? And what is she talking about? Well, this guy has been a longtime former USA gymnastics doctor. And he also has been a doctor serving for Michigan State University. And his practice is in Lansing. This man is charged in a federal court with possession of child pornography. More than 37,000 images were confiscated, including a GoPro video that he allegedly made himself. Now, you're saying, well, okay. Well, that's one lady's account. There have been more than 60 former patients of his that have filed police complaints alleging that Dr. Nasser himself molested them under the guise of pelvic procedures. Many thanks to NBC's Tracy Conner for this story. And you can tune into it and read it for yourself on coldsports.com. I have the link waiting for you. USA Gymnastics and Michigan State have fired him. So that has happened. They took care of business there. However, they both have been put under fire because this stuff has been allegedly happening for decades. Now, he's pleaded not guilty to the criminal charges. But the young lady was not through with her testimony. She recounted that when she was six, he exposed himself and said, if you want to see it, just ask. She said the smell of that room still makes her sick. And it was to the point where he allegedly went beyond what he was supposed to do and touched her in areas that she shouldn't be touched at the age of six. More than once. And I'm being vague here because I don't want to be vulgar. When asked how many times did the molestation happen, she said, quote, often, close quote. What makes this situation even worse is that the doctor was close to the parents. They were all friends. And when this young lady was old enough to go off to college, she had a gruff, uncomfortable conversation with her father, saying that all of what she said was true. And when it came to the fact that he actually believed what she had to say, he committed suicide around this time last year. If you have a child out there, believe them when they say to you that something inappropriate has happened. You're supposed to be their first, their last, and outside of God, only line of defense. And if you don't defend them from predators like Dr. Nasser, we're going to actually entertain more figures like him who think that they can have a job as pristine as a doctor to operate in their nefarious, evil, manipulative ways to molest, to violate, and unfortunately with some, to have sex with minors. We have to put a stop to this now, because there's going to be more quiet monsters like him that will be formed. Put an end to that. Let's make a promise to one another. Let's put an end to men like Dr. Larry Nasser, because we need to have that not happen. Let's come together. Let's ward off sexual predators like him. If you happen to like this episode or any episode you've heard thus far, regular special or interview, why don't you come follow me on Twitter at Cole underscore sports. That's sports with a Z. You can also come follow me on Facebook, Cole Sports. Again, sports with a Z. Make your presence felt. Make your voice heard. Come on down to the Cole Sports VIP room. It's on Facebook. Cole Sports again. Again, sports with a Z. To my Canadian friends, I got you. Sports with a Z. And you can also follow me on other social media platforms like Stitcher, SoundCloud, Google Play, iTunes, YouTube, Pinterest, Instagram, and now Acast. Like, share, rate, review, subscribe. More importantly, follow me on ColeSports.com. That is ColeSports.com. You can find all of this stuff on ColeSports with a Z.com. Most importantly, whatever you do with this information, I want you to, most of all, enjoy the content. For the Intelligent Sportsman, I am Cole Johnson, and this is Cole Sports. You've
been listening to Cole Sports with Cole Johnson.